City Limits is a production of WAER, Syracuse Public Media, and is funded by generous grant support from the Central New York Community Foundation, Grossman St. Amour CPAs, National Grid, and listeners like you. To support the project, visit the City Limits About page at citylimitsproject.org.
41,000 Syracuse residents were below the poverty line in 2016.
At its core, poverty is about pushing down instead of having an opportunity to go up.
It's, generally speaking, lack of access to opportunity.
This is City Limits, a poverty project.
Welcome to City Limits. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Over 4 million low-income people rely on Title X funding for access to reproductive health care every year, and Planned Parenthood serves 41% of all Title X patients. This funding covers cervical cancer exams, birth control, and testing for sexually transmitted diseases. However, the organization's place in national conversation revolves largely around the fact that they provide abortions. In fact, President Trump has proposed taking away their Title X funding because of their abortion services. And on the morning I was at Syracuse's Planned Parenthood, 40 Days for Life had been protesting in front of their office. But in the midst of national debate, the staff is trying to do more than just provide family planning services inside their building on East Genesee Street. They're trying to redefine what we think of as reproductive health care.
We want to look at the myriad of reasons, aside from just getting to the building. You know, do you have housing that's safe? Do you have healthy food to eat? They have kids if they are trying to get to work. Healthcare might be the last thing that they are able to seek. So we want to reduce those barriers as much as we can. That matters to how women are able to gain that access to the healthcare that they need.
Gina Ilyev is the Public Affairs Health Equity Coalition Coordinator at Syracuse's Planned Parenthood. She says part of her work is advocating for those in poverty beyond the services that are offered within the building. Reproductive health and Syracuse poverty are tied closely together. The population with the highest probability of being impoverished in Syracuse is also the population most likely to have children, women ages 18 to 34.
20% of women between those ages are in poverty. It's also important to note that over 40% of them are female-headed households. So again, we want to provide access for those families to make the choices that work for them.
One of the ways Planned Parenthood is trying to improve access is by having their educators go out into the community and not make the community come to them.
So we do quite a bit of street outreach. Our educators will go with other organizations to corners in different neighborhoods. They'll be at street fairs, you know. So I think that that's really the link, is just getting people the information that they need. We just really want our communities to feel that we're a part of them, because we are. You know, our patients, our staff are one and the same. We all live here and we all want the best.
Educators like Mallory DeJean. She holds office hours every other Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 at the Central Library on South Salina Street. When I meet her there, she's setting up bags of free tampons and pads on a small table in the corner of the library's teen space.
Yeah, this is a great place because there are so many homeless folks who come in and out of here. Mm-hmm. And I know how hard it is to have a period as a regular person, but as a homeless person, I can't imagine. I feel for them. So if we can do anything to make their lives a little bit easier, we totally will. The access to a bathroom, the access to a private bathroom, access to cleaning products, it's just so many barriers. And we just need to meet people where they're at and give them what they really need. So
she barely finishes setting up the table, which also has pamphlets on breast cancer and contraceptives on it, when kids start to come over and ask questions.
They do that right in the doctor's office.
Do you push the button and sends hormones?
It's actually sending hormones all the time. So as soon as it's in someone's muscle, it's going to be releasing hormones. Good question.
Wait, so do the hormones ever run out?
After 3 years. So you can have this.
It's like this big.
Right. It's amazing, right? So this tiny little device gives somebody like the freedom to choose whether or not they want to have a baby for 3 years. Awesome. And I forgot to tell you about this one.
At the moment, Mallory is trying to help some students organize types of contraceptives from most to least effective. She spends time going through each of the 8 forms, explaining how they work and what the risks are.
Do you remember how often someone has to have a shot? Come over and join us.
Every 3 months, you gotta be on top of it.
Right. Well, why do you have to be on top of it?
Because if you be a day late or a week late, you know, within that time frame, you have a chance that you might can get pregnant. So.
Her work with these kids often extends beyond these office hours inside the library. This summer, she helped lead a youth development program on financial literacy and nutrition. They also worked with We Rise Above the Streets to hand out sandwiches and make hygiene kits for those in need.
So over the summer, he came in and worked with our group, and then they made sandwiches with him, and we took them to a shelter, and they handed them out. And then the next time, we went to his office, and the kids made hygiene kits for homeless folks. And they, turned it into, a healthy competition between them, so they made hundreds and hundreds of kits in 45 minutes. It was imagine 15 kids just winging and wheeling and dealing, and it was phenomenal. They melted my heart.
Most of the kids involved in the summer programs and at the office hours are middle and high school age, which is another important population for both reproductive health care and poverty. Census data shows that children in Syracuse make up the majority of children in poverty in all of Onondaga County. And Dr. Sandra Lane says within these ages lies the group that has the county's highest rates of gonorrhea and chlamydia.
Every time I've looked at it, the highest group who has gonorrhea and chlamydia is young women between the ages of 15 and 19. And these are from the rates that are compiled by our county health department and sent to the state. Unfortunately, our county health department does its best in their STD clinic. I really want to say that they do their very best. They are not funded sufficiently. And they can't control the funding they get for STDs. We've had decrease in funding for sexually transmitted infections. And so unfortunately, they're not open after school except one day a week for an hour and a half.
Dr. Lane is a professor of public health at Syracuse University and research professor at Upstate Medical University. She says cutting funds for STI testing at the county health department really doesn't end up saving any money. Instead, it can lead to a string of consequences that puts a great cost on disadvantaged individuals and the community at large.
Well, if a woman is infected with a sexually transmitted infection, even trichomonas, which is considered a very minor infection, in her reproductive tract, there are elevated rates of white blood cells. So if that woman engages in unprotected intercourse with a man who's infected with HIV, her rate of getting an infection is 3 to 5 times greater. HIV is not a good thing for anybody, and for our community, it's expensive because we have then a lot of Medicaid costs or other costs. Obviously, I'm not putting the human cost behind the expense. Mm-hmm. But if they're thinking of saving money on STD treatment, then they're paying for it down the line in elevated rates of HIV. And we have some of that. We have seen some of that. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the times, these reproductive healthcare issues, like inadequate access to STI testing, for example, can seem like they exist in their own bubble, but they end up playing a large role in our community's economic and physical health. The two are intertwined both here in Syracuse and globally. The UN's International Day for the Eradication of Poverty was dedicated to quality sexual and reproductive healthcare in 2016. In a statement, UNFPA Executive Director Dr. Babatunde Oshotemehin said delivering a world where every pregnancy is wanted, every childbirth is safe, and every young person can reach their potential will not only allow women and girls to exercise their fundamental rights, it will also help countries speed up their demographic transition and create the conditions for ending poverty for every woman, man, and child.
Because human beings have reproductive health. And reproductive health may happen between your belly button and your knees, right? That's the part of the body. But you attend school, you have employment, you have friends, all of those things do affect reproductive health, and then reproductive health affects all those other things, which might not be considered part of reproductive health.
And because it affects all of those things, organizations that work to better reproductive health care are also working on expanding their scope. Planned Parenthood isn't the only organization redefining reproductive health care in Syracuse. The Southwest Community Center has family planning services as well as HIV prevention services. And Onondaga County Health Department's Healthy Families Program is home of the Syracuse Fatherhood Network, which provides men with help on legal issues, employment, and education. Planned Parenthood's Gina Ilyev says their goal is to reduce barriers across the board.
Expanding the scope of what that looks like. And because I don't think any person is one moment in their life. You know, any service that they come to seek here, that's just a moment. It's not the totality of who that person is. So for those who don't understand why we're in so many places, it's because of that. Which moment are you in right now, and how can we help reduce those barriers to access?
Because the realities of reproductive health care and poverty and Syracuse are connected, community organizations working on any of these things know not to ignore the other. If you or someone you know needs access to family planning services or is interested in one of the services mentioned in this piece, links are provided on our website, waer.org. For City Limits, I'm Katie Zolkowski.
Thanks for listening to City Limits, a production of WAER Syracuse Public Media. Find more from this series at citylimitsproject.org and subscribe in Apple Podcasts for automatic delivery of new episodes.